You need an edge to make money, too. People have incredible edges, and they throw them away. I'll give you a quick example of SmithKline. This is a stock that had Tagamet. Now, you didn't have to buy SmithKline when Tagamet was doing clinical trials. You didn't have to buy SmithKline when Tagamet was talked about in the New England Journal of Medicine or the British version, Lancet. You could have bought SmithKline when Tagamet first came out, a year after it came out. Let's say your spouse, your mother, your father, you were a nurse, you were a druggist, you're writing all these prescriptions. Tagamet was doing an amazing job of curing ulcers, and it was a wonderful pill for the company because if you just stopped taking it, the ulcer came back. See, it would have been a crummy product if you took it for a buck and it went away. But it was a great product for the company. But you could have bought it 2 years after the product was on the market and made 5 or 6 times your money. I mean, all the druggists, all the nurses, all the people, millions of people saw this product. And they're out buying oil companies, you know, or drilling rigs, you know. It happens. And then 3 years later or 4 years later, Glaxo, even a bigger company, it's a huge company, a British company, brought out Zantac, which was a better, at that time, an improved product. And you could have seen that take market share, do well. You could have bought Glaxo and triple your money. So you only need a few stocks in your lifetime. They're in your industry. I think of people, if you'd worked in the auto industry, let's say you're an auto dealer the last 10 years, you would have seen Chrysler come up with a minivan. You've seen, if you're a Buick dealer, a Toyota dealer, Honda dealer, you would have seen the Chrysler dealership packed with people. You could have made 10 times your money on Chrysler a year after the minivan came out. Ford introduces the Taurus Sable, the most successful line of cars in the last 20 years. Ford went up sevenfold on the Taurus Sable. So if you're a car dealer, you only need to buy a few stocks every decade. When your lifetime's over, you don't need a lot of five baggers to make a lot of money starting with $10,000 or $5,000. So in your own industry, you're going to see a lot of stocks, and that's what bothers me. There are good stocks out there looking for you, and people just aren't listening, and they're just not watching it. And they have incredible edges. People have big edges over me. They work in the aluminum industry. I see aluminum industry is coming down, inventory is coming down 6 straight months. They see demand improving. In America today, you know, it's hard to get an EPA permit for a bowling alley, never mind an aluminum smelter. So you know when aluminum gets tight, you just can't build 7 aluminum smelters. So when you see this coming, you can say, wait a second, I can make some money. When an industry goes from terrible to mediocre, the stock goes north. When it goes from mediocre to good, the stock goes north. And it goes from good to terrific, the stock goes north. There's lots of ways to make money in your own industry. You can be a supplier in the industry. You can be a customer. This thing happens in the paper industry. It happens in the steel industry. It doesn't happen every week. But if you're in some field, you'll see a turn. You'll see something in the publishing industry. These things come along, and it's just mind-boggling. People throw it away.